Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast for Thursday morning, April 9th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices. Full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
UGI begins system upgrades in Monroe Township. UGI Utilities has announced the commencement of a system upgrades project in Monroe Township, Snyder County. This initiative underscores UGI's dedication to ensuring safe and dependable service for its customers. The project also presents an opportunity for select residences and businesses to switch to natural gas, further enhancing energy options in the area.
Rock breaks. Uranium Energy Corp, NYSE American, UEC American, UEC condenses production at Burke Hollow ISR project in Texas. Uranium Energy Corp has started production at its Burke Hollow project in Texas, becoming the first new U.S. in-situ recovery uranium operation in over a decade. With recent expansion approvals at its Christensen Ranch operations in Wyoming, UEC now has two active ISR hub-and-spoke platforms, solidifying its position as the only U.S. uranium company with such capabilities. This move supports a scalable domestic production strategy amidst growing policy support for the U.S. nuclear fuel supply chain. Mission IR news breaks. Greenland Energy Company marks NASDAQ debut with opening bell ceremony. Greenland Energy Company celebrated its recent public listing by ringing the opening bell at the NASDAQ market site in Times Square. CEO Robert Price, Executive Chairman Larry Grams, Swets Jr., and Executive Advisor Joe Moglia marked the milestone, highlighting the company's focus on advancing hydrocarbon exploration in Greenland's Jameson Land Basin. Plans include drilling two initial wells in 2026 after extensive logistical preparation, positioning the company for its first exploration campaign.
Energy news breaks. Frontera's North America highlights anti-fragile energy strategy as global markets face historic disruption. Anti-Fragile's North America CEO, Matthew T. McKean, highlights the company's anti-fragile energy strategy in response to global market disruptions. The company's FAS Form platform, utilizing domestic coal feedstock, is designed to thrive in volatile markets. McKean positions the Mason County facility as a scalable blueprint for strengthening U.S. energy security by leveraging domestic resources. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Energy security in a shifting world. Why new supply frontiers matter. Energy security remains fragile as geopolitical tensions rise and global shipping lanes face disruptions. Greenland Energy Company is advancing exploration in Greenland's Jameson Land Basin, aiming to unlock new, politically stable energy resources. With plans to drill key wells, the company is part of the urgent push for greater energy independence. Other companies in this space include ExxonMobil Corporation, Shell PLC, and Chevron Corp.
Network news breaks. Greenland Energy Company positioned at center of energy independence push amid global supply risks. Greenland Energy Company is at the forefront of the push for energy independence amidst global supply risks. Recent editorial coverage highlights the strategic importance of the Jameson Land Basin development, with estimates of up to 13 billion barrels of oil potential. As major discoveries become scarce, Greenland Energy's exploration efforts are drawing attention from investors and industry players, aligning with a broader industry trend towards unlocking new energy supplies in stable jurisdictions.
Greenland Energy Company is one to watch. Greenland Energy Company, a NASDAQ-listed entity, is making waves as a key player in the development of the Jameson Land Basin, a vast and untapped hydrocarbon region. With over 50 identified oil and gas leads, the company aims to unlock the basin's potential through a staged drilling program. independent analysis suggests a significant upside of around 13 billion barrels of recoverable oil. Stay tuned for more updates on this promising venture.
Seanergy Maritime expands its new building program, continues its stretch of dividends and profits in Q4. With a focus on acquiring fuel-efficient and environmentally friendly ships, Seanergy's strategic fleet renewal program aims to enhance long-term earnings capacity. Recent transactions include acquiring two scrubber-fitted, Capesize vessels, reinforcing the company's commitment to modern, efficient tonnage. Deliveries of new vessels are expected in 2027 and 2029, supporting both near-term growth and long-term acquisition options.
Network news breaks. Greenland Energy Company executives ring NASDAQ opening bell in Times Square. Greenland Energy Company executives, including CEO Robert Price and Executive Chairman Larry Grams, Swets Jr., rang the NASDAQ opening bell in Times Square. The event showcased the company's commitment to advancing Arctic energy exploration and responsible resource development. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Grain Energy Breaks. EcoWave Power Global AB reports March 2026 production results from Jaffa Pilot Project. EcoWave Power Global AB reported that its EWP-ED51 pilot project at Jaffa Port in Israel generated over 1,200 kilohertz of renewable electricity in March 2026. The system efficiently converted moderate wave conditions into power, showcasing its potential for coastal infrastructure and data center demand. EcoWave Power continues to demonstrate stable, zero downtime operations since early 2025. Japanese engineers tap wastewater to produce clean energy. A water treatment facility in Japan is exploring a novel form of renewable energy by tapping into the natural process of osmosis. This process, where water moves from a less concentrated solution to a more concentrated one, has long been understood. Turning it into a reliable energy source has been challenging, namely due to difficulties in developing effective membranes for the process. Another form of clean energy gaining attention is geologic hydrogen.
Renewables surge by almost 700 gigawatts in 2025. Renewable energy capacity surged by almost 700 gigawatts in 2025 amid ongoing geopolitical turbulence, highlighting the strategic importance of clean energy. With tensions in the Middle East impacting fossil fuel markets, nations are increasingly turning to renewables not just for climate goals, but as a shield against supply disruptions. The latest data from IRENA emphasizes the urgent need for more firms like Turbo Energy SA to address the structural vulnerability.
U.S. motorists are embracing Chinese electric vehicles. U.S. motorists are increasingly interested in Chinese electric vehicles despite being locked out of the American market due to high tariffs. Consumer curiosity continues to rise, fueled by social media. While policy currently keeps Chinese EVs off U.S. forecourts, if barriers ease, well-equipped vehicles at accessible prices could find a ready audience. When Chinese EVs eventually access the American market, domestic brands like Rivian Automotive Inc. will need to be prepared.
EdgeMode secures a strategic power partnership to accelerate multi-gigawatt AI data center development. The agreement with a solid oxide fuel cell provider aims to deliver scalable on-site energy solutions for EdgeMode's growing AI data center portfolio. This move addresses a critical constraint in AI infrastructure development, allowing EdgeMode to deliver power at speed and scale, supporting long-term growth and addressing the demand for power-secured data center capacity.
Green Rain Energy Holdings, Inc. advances EV infrastructure across U.S. markets as execution translates into revenue opportunity. Green Rain Energy Holdings, Inc. advances EV infrastructure across U.S. markets as execution translates into revenue opportunity. The company shifts from strategy to operational assets with multiple sites nearing activation. Rising fuel costs and demand are driving growth in the EV market, making infrastructure development essential. Stay tuned for updates as Green Rain continues to expand its footprint in key U.S. markets.
American Fusion TM Inc. appoints new CFO to strengthen capital markets strategy. The company appoints Michael Carlson as CFO to strengthen capital markets strategy. Kepler Fusion Technologies is developing the Texitron TM Fusion system for modular power generation. The firm explores behind-the-meter energy deployment strategies for early commercialization.
UGI begins system upgrade project in Harrisburg and Swatara Township. UGI Utilities has kicked off system upgrades in Harrisburg and Swatara Township, emphasizing safety and reliability. This initiative offers residents and businesses a chance to switch to natural gas. UGI Utilities, Inc. serves over 760,000 customers and aims to enhance service quality. For more details, visit UGI.com. Rising energy bills trigger scramble for renewables in Europe. Rising energy bills in Europe, driven by surging costs amid the Middle East conflict, are prompting a rush towards renewable technology. Brent crude has soared over 50% to $116 per barrel, while European natural gas prices climbed roughly 70%. Spain's focus on renewables has kept energy bills manageable, with companies like Turbo Energy SA expanding in Spain and international markets, leading the transition to renewables. Researchers discover why solid-state batteries are prone to short-circuiting. Researchers at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology have uncovered why solid-state batteries are prone to short-circuiting, a major obstacle in their development. These batteries are seen as the future of energy storage due to their efficiency and safety benefits. Companies like QuantumScape Corp. are closely monitoring these findings as they invest in solid-state battery technology.
Green Energy Breaks Frontiers North America held a groundbreaking ceremony in Point Pleasant, West Virginia, for its Mason County plant utilizing FAS-Form coal processing technology. The project aims to transform coal into higher-value outputs like ultra-low sulfur diesel and fertilizers, creating hundreds of permanent jobs. Stakeholders from industry and government gathered to highlight the project's potential for regional growth and energy innovation. To watch the live stream, visit the company's website.
It's not good to you anywhere you live. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.